I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which we are recording this podcast, the Bidjigal and Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We pay our respects to elders past and present and extend our respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people from all nations of this land. Hello. Welcome. This is another week of a Kate solo episode, but this time it's a little different. Today's solo episode is not a journal entry, it is a Kate's take, which is a new little idea that I came up with and I'm giving it a whirl, so we'll see how it goes. I'm excited to do it. Firstly, happy Wednesday. How is everyone going this week? I'm very busy at the moment, which I love. It's very fun. I'm also enjoying the weather getting a bit cooler, even though I love the summer and I'm definitely solar powered. The cool weather is very nice and I'm doing some nice cool morning walks, which has been very lovely. So my phone's ringing. That's terrible. Stop it. All right, great. Well, that's also lovely. Mute that. We're off to a great start. So yeah, enjoying the cooler weather, finally, which is nice. Today I have a few little updates. First update is I want to give you a little rundown on the Songwriting Prize. So if you haven't heard of the Songwriting Prize, it is a competition that Listen Up Music does, where you write a song. And entries are closing on May the 10th, so you have like just over 3 weeks, which I just calculated before this because I didn't want to get it wrong. Basically, you need to write a song in accordance with the theme or in line with the theme this year, and this year's theme is acceptance. It is such an awesome competition because people get into the room, and this is where I got my first experience from Listen Up Music, is it's just watching that amazing community grow. So the entries are now open. Please get in your songs. It can have lyrics. It can be without lyrics. It just has to be in line with the theme of acceptance. So make sure you spread the word about that and check out all the social medias for any info that you need and also the Listen Up Music website. We'll have every single little bit of detail. But get amongst it. You'll get to meet some really awesome people. The prizes are epic, so stay tuned for those. So yeah, keep your eye out. Entries are open. You've got 3 and a bit weeks until they close. Submit, submit, submit. And if you're not a singer-songwriter or a songwriter, make sure you keep an eye out for tickets so you can come and watch when they get performed in the state near you, city, location. Anyway, check the social media pages out for Listen Up Music for all the details. They are coming soon. And get your songs in. That's my first update. My second update is we have some really cool guests coming up, so I just want to tell you who they are so that you can be ready for them. So we have an awesome Sydney band called Day Release. They'll be coming up next week. And then we also have Sydney-based artist Ash Morse, who really goes into detail about the album that he's just released and touring. Then we also have Chloe Gill coming up. She won the songwriting prize last year. And we have Shannon James from Melbourne. So some really cool artists coming up across the next month or so. So make sure you keep in tune with what's happening. And then right now, we're going to get straight into Kate's takes. So I put a little thing on Instagram and people actually replied to me this time because last time they didn't. So that was sad. But it's okay. I'll forgive you guys. But some really cool ones came in. So I'm basically just going to answer. I picked 4, and I'm just going to answer them, give you my Kate's take on it, see how it goes. Might work, might not work. Some are fun, some are a little deep, some are sort of like reminded me of answering my essay English questions. Anyway, so I'm going to start with the first one, and it's like fun. The first one is, what's your favorite place to take yourself for a solo date? And I love this one when I saw it. I was like, what a great bloody question. Because there's always this stigma about, oh, I can't go to the movies by myself, or I can't go out for dinner by myself because, like, I don't know, it's weird, but I love it. So the place, my favorite place to take myself on a solo date is actually to a bar, because I love live music and I feel like it's a place where you can be by yourself, but you don't feel by yourself because there's heaps happening. And I feel like this became my favorite thing to do after I went to New York. I came out of a relationship, a weird kind of relationship, and then I went into this sort of like rebound relationship for 3 months, and then I came out of that and I was like, what am I doing? So I booked a ticket to New York and left like 2 weeks later. Went there by myself for 3 weeks and I was like, oh my gosh, I need to keep myself entertained for 3 weeks. Like, what do I do by myself? So I booked this Airbnb bar tour, which I didn't even know Airbnb did things like that, but they do. And it was really cool. So I did one in Brooklyn and then one like in Manhattan. Or on Manhattan. I don't know what the right terminology there is. Anyway, so I did that and I met really cool people from like everywhere, and I still am in touch with them today. And it was just cool going around and seeing the music over there. And it just, when I came back, I kind of kept doing it. Sometimes I go to like the little pub. It's not a little pub, any pub that is dog friendly. So me and Frankie go, which is very fun. And other times it's like I can just go and I can sit by myself and have a drink and there's people around, but I'm by myself. There's live music. There's things happening. So yeah, that would be my go-to place. So what's your favorite place to take yourself for a solo date? A bar. Second one. The second one is your take on the importance of creative arts in the society. I think arts is very important in the society. I think it allows people to express themselves. I think it is a good form of communication. I think it tells stories. It brings communities together. It sends powerful messages. So I think my overall answer to that question is I think it is very important. I think it is very important in the society. Creative arts in the society is very important. Number three, this is a deep one. An insecurity that you'd like to overcome. Damn. It's a good one to talk about because I feel like maybe being aware of your insecurities is a good thing. An insecurity that I'd like to overcome, I think, is feeling like I'm not good enough. And I think this kind of comes out in like many different elements of my life or aspects and areas of my life in things that I do. Like sometimes I feel like I'm not a good sister or I'm not a good daughter. And that's nothing that my family's done. That's just me for some reason putting this random pressure on myself. I think where it really comes into play is like in my career. I feel like I don't, you know, maybe I don't have enough experience to be doing this, or why are you playing this role? You're not good enough. Blah, blah, blah. And it's hard to like have enough confidence to be like, no, you are good enough. You can do this. You got this role for a reason, or you got given this position for a reason. Be confident in yourself. So yeah, that is an insecurity that I would like to overcome, is making sure that I am confident and feel like I am good enough, because it's not positive to think that you're not good enough. And as I said in a previous episode, I just really want to be a role model for younger generations who have all these pressures from social media and society about doing things this particular way, and I just want to, or being a certain way, and I'm a big advocate for being, just be you. You are good enough as you are. All of your little personality things that come along with you and your mannerisms and everything and your talents, you need to be confident in them, because they're important and you are important. So yes, that is an excellent question, and that is the insecurity that I would like to work on. Probably for a long time. I feel like you can always continue to be working on confidence and being a great person. Okay, lucky last number four is my take on the cookie croissant. Now, the cookie croissant, I don't think it's for me. I don't think the cookie croissant is for me, because to me, I like savory croissants. I don't like chocolate croissants, like the sweet and savory Yeah, like I'm a ham and cheese croissant person. I love cookies, don't get me wrong. And they do have to be like the soft, like the Subway cookie. They've got to be like soft, not like super crunchy. So yeah, no, the idea of having a cookie inside a croissant, no. I want the savory croissant. I want the ham and cheese croissant and I want the cookie, but I don't want my cookie inside the croissant. I don't want my cookie inside the croissant. That's where I'm landing on that. It's a no from me. And that's all four. I did them because I just wanted to do four quick ones. I want it to be a nice quick episode where I kind of just give my Kate's take. I think it's fun. Well, I had fun. I also love like a nice short podcast. So I hope you guys enjoyed all of that. So stay tuned for our really awesome guests coming up. Also, a big shout out to Audio Technica for giving us the headphones and the mic. It makes it very easy for me to do this by myself. So thank you. And I'm hoping I think it's sounding great, but you guys let me know. So that's all from me this week. And stay tuned because I'm going to do another Kate's Take. So please, it's anonymous. I'm not going to say the question. So hit me up with someone. I put it up next time. And I want to give you Kate's take on things. So, yeah. See you next week for my interview with Day Release. Bye.